Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
You're going to stop disrespecting Kirk Cousins. You can tell that you have just started the new quarterback series.
Yes, last night.
Leave Kurt's ass alone, man.
I love Kirk, but
no,
man,
you don't, man. You want to make fun. You want to make win of Kurt. Kurt is fun, man. I like Kurt and his family.
Yeah, I bet that's how he would describe himself too. I'm a fun guy. Want to listen to some Celine Dion? Maybe spin the ball around the park a little bit.
I
love Celine Dion. I can't even lie.
Did you see what they did her at that Coldplay concert? They were doing the Kiss Cam stuff again. They got to Celine Dion and they just whole crowd wouldn't stop clapping for her. Brought her to tears.
Well, their hearts were going on, man.
They were, man. By the way, if you do watch that quarterback thing, I've heard of, you know, makeup sex, anger sex. This was some real sympathy sex happening in the Kurt.
I haven't come to a sex scene yet.
It didn't happen. They didn't show it, but I'm certain it occurred. I know Clint watched it. When Kirk Cousins has to give up the starting quarterback job.
God, Atlanta did him dirty.
You can tell
by drafting Penix, I think.
The things he did with his wife, there was some sympathy action that happened later on that evening.
Oh yeah.
I've seen it, and there's no point in the Cousins family did I think that there was did I have any notions of any sex?
Oh man, when she found out that he reached out and was in the garage talking to Michael Penix Jr. to really uplift him, and she went into that's the kind of man he is, and she started crying. Yeah.
I have not got there yet. I don't guess. I hadn't got to that point yet.
That done it for her. That was it. They put those kids to bed.
I just like Kirk goes swag surfing, man.
He goes swag surfing and runs routes with his kids down in the basement. That's
I like that too.
That's the other part of it. But man, leave Kirk alone, man. He's had a rough go of it.
But nerd alert.
All right, Nico Collins. Nico Collins was on with Rich Eisen on the Rich Eisen Show. And kind of opened things up. He talked to him about Nick Caley, and he said something that once you hear it, you will know you have heard this a lot. But I want to get – we got Clint Sterner on the show, so that is a great resource to us to have as somebody who has been through the NFL, has been on the field of the NFL, who has dealt with OCs and dealt with different kind of coaches – because I want to get to the bottom of this thing we continue to hear. Here's Nico Collins, and they're talking about his new OC.
Yeah, man, Nick Caley, man, he's a young, fiery coach, man. It's exciting, man, just the way he just come in the building every day in meetings, man. You know, you feel that energy, you feel his enthusiasm, man, as he, you know, break it down and install, you know. So I'm excited about this year, man, about this group. You know, it's going to be a great year.
What about schematically that you're willing to share? That's different.
I feel like it's pretty much the same. You know, pretty much getting the players in, you know, a great situation to make plays. You know, Nick, he's doing a great job. You know, is making the play calls. You know, simple. You know, easy for us to understand. You know, so we go out there just have fun. You know, make plays. You know, and get the crowd on their feet. You know, so that's all we want to do as an offense. You know, go out there, make plays, and be explosive. You know, that's who we are.
That's Nico Collins. Clearly, was not ready for that follow up from Rich Eisen. I'm not going to lie to you.
Because it ain't stop there.
Stop shaking your head.
Man, I ain't gonna Bobby lie to you, got Clint. Fired for nothing.
Because I do want to ask you this, and it's a truthful thing, but I'm not going to lie to you. You remember that time we had Mark Ingram on, and I said, Mark, you have been around David Culley, and you had him in Baltimore.
Football playing Jesse.
I said, what's his, like, coaching superpower? That answer that Nico just gave on that follow-up was eerily similar to where Mark Ingram was just trying to reach. And then that's when Tyler accused me of pissing off Mark Ingram.
With
that very fair question. But the first part, he said, was the energy and the fiery part of that. Like, I in my mind, I could think and see, like, you know, the advantages of that. But we keep hearing that repeatedly. And from a positive perspective, Clint, why is that such a thing that we're hearing so much, and how can that positively affect this team and the offense? Because if there's nothing else, Clint, the number one thing we hear about Nick Caley is the energy that he brings every day and the fiery personality of him. How can that be such a help to this offense?
Well, I mean, you can sell during the offseason and during training camp that the energy is important and the vibe is important and the delivery is important. And I think to a certain degree, as you're installing a new offense, it is important to walk in being positive every day and having that energy and that vibe and keeping guys' attention. But if you can't coach and if your offense sucks and you can't call plays, all of that is for none. And the reality is this. The reason that everybody keeps leaning into the energy and the vibes and the passion and all that is because nobody wants to say, hey, man, he ain't never done it. We have no idea. That's it. It's that simple. It's for whatever reason.
Yeah, but they don't do that with Cole Popovich, though, Clint. Like, I mean,
Cole's a position coach. You don't like, yeah. you don't really have that to pull from with Nick Caley, right? I mean, Caley's not, you know, we've heard a little bit on the Caley front from the tight ends. No surprise, because that's a position that he coached, about how he'll stop practice and say, hey, man, your hand placement here, this, get in this stance. If you got a run block, get in this stance. If you got to do this or that, like that, that's just like, when I look at Cole Popovich, his number one job is to make sure that his guys are physical and tough, know their assignment, and can execute their assignment without thinking, right? Just know it like the back of their hand, let's ride. Like Nick Caley has to be able to call a play. Nobody's seen him call a play. Nick Caley has to be a guy that goes, hey, Christian Kirk, we got you matched up on their nickel. It's a big time mismatch for us. Well, now I've got to call plays and scheme up the way to take advantage of that. Hell, I can go out there and tell you it's a mismatch. I knew when Christian Kirk was in Jacksonville, when he brought his ass to Houston, that in the damn slot, it was a mismatch against, what's his name? What was the kid's name, number four?
Tavier
Thomas. Hell, I knew that was a mismatch. I didn't have the play to tell you to go take advantage of it. Their offensive coordinator damn sure did, right? Like, there's like, for whatever reason, there's a need to blow smoke and talk about how great these guys are and sell these guys on how great they are and how great of a position coach they are and the energy and all this, instead of just, hey guys, we got a lot of confidence in Nick Caley's ability to get this done. Truth of the matter is, he's never done it. We're gonna learn about Nick Caley on Sunday, just like you're gonna learn about Nick Caley on Sunday. And that's the reality of the situation. Boy, doubling down right there. Who was that was interviewing him? Rich Eisen?
Yeah,
Rich Eisen doubling down on what he thought was – he thought he was lobbing him a softball up there, just a little soft toss, and he's talking about scheme. Boy, that really threw Nico for a loop right there. Well, I mean, I guess it's the same.
I was going to say it's not the same.
We've been being told for by everybody and anybody under the sun that it ain't the same.
Yeah.
That it's different, you know, and here we are now, Nico, the number one guy, talking about it's the same. The reality of it is it's an offense that the schemes, the route concepts, the run principles, they're all the same. Everybody been playing football. Every offense is the same stuff. What it boils down to is, can you coach it up? Can you coach the terminology and get these guys to learn it? Right? The listen, retain, and apply. Right? Can you get professionals to listen, retain, and apply what you want them to do? And then when you play on Sunday, do you have the ability to call plays at the right time, take advantage of weaknesses, make sure you're playing to your player's strengths? And we will not know that until Nick Caley does it on Sunday in a regular season game.
Yeah. No, yeah, that is the case. But I just overall, to me, it was just like we are hearing the energy and fieriness like that so much so. Like, I mean, clearly, for them, I guess there is a thought that's the only thing they're coming up with because they don't know the other stuff, but, or it could be a thought of like, No, man, that is a significant thing that is helpful for the players and something that they love about Nick Caley, that each time, from coaches to other players, it is the number one thing that comes to mind for them.
Yeah, you know, the thing is you can tell what has been said to them over and over again about how important the energy and the vibes are, right? But the reality of it is, and I don't know how good Nico actually is in an interview setting of relaying, you know, like being put on the spot, if you will. I don't know how comfortable he is in that situation. I don't know how gifted he is in that situation. It doesn't sound like he's real comfortable. Be honest with you, when I hear Nico, it sounds like he can't get the damn thing. He's fine with being there, but he can't get that damn answer over quick enough. But the reality of it is the inability for folks to answer that question of hey, you know, the way that he calls plays is going to allow us to play faster. I think I've heard D'Amico, you know, lean that direction. I think that's a really, really good answer, right? The physicality and accountability and up front with the offensive line toughness is a Nick Caley plus, right? Really focusing on the importance of communication and everybody being on the same page is going to allow us to play fast. Like, these are all pluses, but it's just like, for whatever reason, nobody's really gone into depth in talking about those. I feel like I could, if you gave me till tomorrow, I could probably put together a packaged answer that should be passed on to every offensive player with the Texans and would be, do a better job than how they're answering.
And maybe what finish with the energy. Energy.
At this point, I would leave it out because I think that's the one thing everybody knows about Nick Caley that would be repetitive, is everybody knows he's got good energy, good juice, and he brings it to the table.
Good juice, yeah, energy.
I feel bad, Ron, because I do. I believe in order to be a good coach, you've got to bring a certain level of energy to the meeting room or the practice field every single day, or you're gonna get lazy, unresponsive, lackadaisical. Like that's the interaction that you demand when you come in that way. So coming in with juice and having energy is absolutely hugely important, right? But yeah. It's just like been beat. We've been beat over the head with it so long. It's like, okay, I get it. I mean, everybody gets it.